go.
Welcome back to everyone. Yom Kippur, to say part of the bracha of Melech Michael Vasileach Avonaseinu Avonaseinu at the Shivti Yeshurun, and by Neila we say Slachta Mechalo Adas Yeshurun. Yom Kippur we get to be not only Yisrael but Yeshurun, hopefully be more Erlach, more Yeshurun. Or Zeru Latzadik Yishrei Leiv Simcha. Alavai will be able to continue in that way and become only more Erlich. Be'ezras Hashem. This is the beginning of a new unit, if you wish. Be'ezras Hashem. There's many different places to start from, but this touches on to many situations in which there's a conflict or a competition of interests, whether it be in competition of competitors in business, whether it be people competing for a job, whether it be people involved in shidduchim and interested in the same shidduch, whether it be people buying a house and each one trying to position themselves in a way to be able to buy that house that they location is all about. When is it proper and appropriate and mutar al-pi halacha push oneself and say, Chayecha Koibin, I have to take care of myself and my family, my dependents? Or when do I say, this is out of bounds, this is someone else's territory, and I can't go and encroach into his area? When is this mutter, when is it not? It has many, many applications in very practical life. And Be'ez Hashem, when we get the halakhic guidelines clearer, we'll be able to deal with situations. I could bring up some of many of the classic situations. And I imagine people with their own life experiences could contribute additional applications. It's as varied as life is. We live in a social life that interacts. We don't live on islands by ourselves. And sometimes there's a conflict of interest and we have to know how to resolve that. Where's the kadima? When does a person have trying to get a position of being the Baal Tekeya, being the Baal Kerig, being whatever kind of even Dvar Mishpura Kedusha, when does it apply when you have to let the other person be there first and when you're allowed to go and try to get the best for yourself? One of the places that this sugya starts is a short little piece of Gemara in Kedushin. I probably have it here somewhere, but is there an extra sheet here? No, I have sheets. I have a bunch of them. Look at this. Okay. Gemara Kedushin, Daf Nun Tes with Aleph. Here's a bunch of sheets also. The sugya called Kli Mahapa B'Charora. Let's learn the sugya inside. I didn't give you the classic Vilna edition, or even the Art Scroll. But these are the words of the Gemara, with Rashi interspersed into it, just to be able to give us an easier read. Rav Gittel, the Gemara tells us with a story. How a Mahapa Bahua Ara. He was turning over that field. What does it mean, turning over a field? He was examining it. Rashi says, Machzer Alecha L'Knosa. He was negotiating, considering buying a particular piece of land. That was when Mahapa, he was going over and over, talking to the Baal Boss, looking it over, measuring it, looking it over, assessing it, and negotiating a price. He was handling, is a good translation, with the prospective purchase of a piece of land. While he was involved and before it got concluded, another chacham came along, also Rabbi Abba Zavna. Rabbi Abba just very innocently went over to Baal Boss and says, I hear there's a for sale sign, how much do you want? Okay, fine, here it is. They paid for it, they bought it. Also Rav Gittel. Rav Gittel was now left out in the cold. He was bought out. He didn't have what he was considering. Kiblei, which Rashi says means Sipur Divrei Tzakos Soi. He voiced his complaint that he was wronged by Rabbi Abba he went to Rabbi Zeira to paskin whether that was right. Also Rabbi Zeira v'kibli the Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Apparently, for some reason, I don't know their relationships, Rabbi Zeira didn't want to take this upon himself, so he deferred to a senior sage, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, and he said, this is an issue that came up amongst the Chachamim, and maybe you could handle it. Armalei, so Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, fine, I have a plan. Hamtein achiyale etzleinu l'regel. Before the Sholosh Regalim, they had like a Shabsa d'regla, which was like a Yarchikala, if you wish, a gathering of a Chacham to make a major limud. There should be some sheets still that we have, right? And they would have drushes over there on Hilchos Chanukah, Hilchos Pesach, or Hilchos Yom Neroyim and Sukkis before the regal. And then there would be a whole kibbutz, a gathering of the Chachamim. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says, wait, I'm sure they'll all be here when we come to the next such big gathering. We'll deal with it then. Kisolik, when Rabbi Abba, who was the offending party over here, came up to where were Yitzchak Nafcha's yeshiva, he didn't right away start giving muster. He didn't right away start criticizing him. He asked him a shayla. Yitzchak Nafcha, the senior sage, asked now Rabbi Abba, Amarlei, Ani Mahabu Harara, what would you say to the following halacha? If you have an ani that's Mahabu Harara, so we already had the term Mahabu means that's handling and considering acquiring it. An ani is not out to buy a big piece of real estate, but a Harara, a crust of bread. You find something that was discarded, he's looking over whether he's going to take it home and at least share it with his family, or whether it's too stale and too hard that it's hardly edible at all. So he's right now considering and handling whether he should acquire this piece of stale bread. In the meantime, he hasn't picked it up to acquire it. So another friend says, oh, boy, a piece of bread. And he grabs it and takes it and eats it up. Well, and someone else comes along and takes it. And Rashi says, the application is not only about the ani taking a piece of bread from some discarded food. Rashi says, Maxer achareha lizkais ba mina hefker. Either that there's an item of hefker that the ani is considering taking for himself, but he hasn't yet concluded and made that kenyan. Oshi yenena lo balabayas. Or that he's right now handling with a balabayas. Maybe you could give this to me. Could I have it? Well, yeah, well, no, and whatever discussion that they're having. So Rashi's putting it over here that's an item of hefker or a matana. My Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha asked Rabbi Abba, who was the offending party together regarding Rav Gittel, what would you say about that kind of a case? He's just asking him halacha shayla. So Amrlei, so Rabbi Abba immediately said the correct answer. He passed the test. He said, Nikra Rasha. That's a terrible thing to do. That's wrong to do. You'd do that, you'd be a Rasha. Why is he a Rasha? Rashi says, Sheyored L'chaye Chaveri. He's going and taking away another person's livelihood. This is what someone else needs for supporting himself or his family. And now you're grabbing that away from him and leaving him out without what he needs. That's a Yared L'chaye Chaveri. That's called a Rasha. Just parenthetically, one of the Pirushim Masechet Kedushin is from the Marit. Marit was from the door before the Beis Yosef, from the Gedalei. Sof HaRishonim, early Achrayim. He has a parish on Kedushin. And he asks a question, why is it called a Rasha? Nikra Rasha means it's called Rasha somewhere. Where is it ever called a Rasha? You want to say he's an Avrayan because he's over in Yisrael Rabbanan, you could call him Avrayan. But Rasha means, in Ben Hakos HaRasha, means a person that Mamash is over on Allah. Mamash, that's a much more serious title. And where is he ever Nikra Rasha? So he says, because the Gemara says in the end of Makkos, that Eishes Re'eyo Lo Timei, is that in Kapitel Tesvav, I think. I'd be wrong. Let's see if we could go to the tone over here. No. Wrong on that. In Makot Al Chutal and Al, the Gemara brings down the pasuk as Eshes Ra'eu Lo Timei. Tzidkos Hatzadik Olav Tia, Barishas Harasha Olav Tia. So the Gemara over there says Eshes Ra'eu Lo Timei doesn't just refer to a mice of Arayos with an Ishva Isha, but refers to a person's business. That's, some people are really married to their business. I think it's so preoccupied and carried away with it. But that's his life. I have to make a living. Part of my living is at home. Part of my living is supporting my family. And now if someone goes and takes away my business from me, it's like taking my family and my life away from me. It's in the terms of the pasuk, that's Ages Re'eh Lo Timei. Gemara says, Shalayar Umnas Chaveirei. And the pasuk says, Varishas HaRasha Lo Tiyah. So Maharit says, that's where you find that he's Nikra Rasha. So that's what Rabbi Abba answered. Yeah, Vada, that's a terrible thing to do. It's a Rasha. No one should ever do such a thing like that. So now Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha got Rabbi Abba to where he wanted to be. Okay, so you're now telling me that that's a wrong thing to do. And I heard about a certain story that happened with you bought a house, you bought a piece of land that Rabbi Abba was considering buying you when anyone bought it out from under him. Like, what's the shot? Elamar, my time of Avad Hachi. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha now goes and asks Rabbi Abba, so what did you do that for? Amalei, lehavi yadana. Sure, of Gidol Masazi Varaji says, I had no idea. I very innocently saw the for sale sign. It was no, well, knocked on the door, hello, knock, knock, how much do you want for it? Here is it, put down the cash. And I was, no one told me there was someone else that was handling and negotiating. I was totally unaware. So it's a rishos when you know about it. But over here on face value, I didn't see anything, I didn't hear anything, I didn't smell anything, so I went ahead and I bought something that was for sale. So therefore, he didn't do anything wrong. But it does still tells the principle that when you do know that someone else is already holding by buying something, that you can't come along and buy it out from under him. So then Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha asked Rabbi Abba, all right, now that you realize after the fact that you did buy it out from someone that was actively pursuing buying the same item, maybe you should give it to him in order to be able to rectify that wrong of taking away from him, innocent and accidental as it might have been, but don't you want to set that straight? So he said, yes, of course, but I'm not going to sell it to him. Amrulay, Rabbi Abba said an interesting chiddush. Zvuni lo mezabnina loch, I don't want to sell it. The Ara Kamaisahi, because it's the first piece of land I've ever bought. Bloma Samna Milsa, it's not a good simon. Rashi says, Enu Simon Taiv, Shayimkar Adam, Mecha Harishain. If you buy something, I guess, for a purpose that you never even realize it, like Mia Isha Sher, Bona Bias, Isha Sher, Yachnachanu, right? The Pasuk describes that in tragic terms. That's a reason not to go to Muhammad. Muhammad's mitzvah, Muhammad's rishus, because it's not a good simon if you're going to sell away the first thing that you buy. Now, if you buy a house to be able to live in a certain city and you live there for whatever duration, a couple of years, and serves your purpose, then you want to move on, then you sell it, then that's fine. I don't think there's any lack of simon tov in there. But here he bought it to be able to use it, and now he's going to sell it away without using it, or without using it for the purpose or duration of what he had intended. Then that's a failure. That's not a having used it and moved on. So that's a siman ra that I don't want to do. So therefore, I'm not going to sell it to him. But no problem. E-boy, if he like, matana nishkale. He could take it as a gift. I'll just walk away from it. I'm not going to sell it. But to give it, that's fine. Selling means that there's a need. I have to now be compensated because usually it's because I need to liquidate. I need the cash for something else. That means that there was a pressure on me. Giving away means that I'm so well-to-do that I don't even need it. Here, you could have it. So that would not be a failure. And therefore, that's not a siman ra. That's not a lack of a siman tov. And go ahead, I don't mind. I'll give it to him for free. So, fine. So he's covered himself. He's ready to walk away from it. But Rav Gittel didn't want to accept it on those terms. I'm ready to pay fair value, but I don't want no gifts. Sodom atanas yichya. Therefore, Rav Gittel lo nachas la. Rav Gittel wouldn't go down to live in that field to use it. He didn't want to take a matana because like Nayak, the Orev said, I'd rather have my mazonos, the Yona, from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not from you. I don't want to get matanos from people. Rav Abba lo nachas la, Rav Abba wouldn't use that field. Mishum dehava bar Rav Gittel, because Rav Gittel was the first one interested, he didn't want to take away from him. So he didn't take it, it remained a no man's land, a hefker land. Lo mar nachas lo, neither of these chachamim went down to actually assume title and use it. Maskari ar derabanan, it was left for the general Tamidim to be able to use. It was left now to be a place that any Talmud wants to, it's a free stay. Go ahead, you can use that land, you can use the house, you can use a free dormitory, and no one exerted their ownership over it. That's the story. I'd count the story. So this Gemara tells us that when someone else is already handling involved, we'll have to define what degree and what stage of the process is considered to be mahapech ba. When he's at that point, whatever is constitutes be mahapech, then it would be wrong for someone else to go buy it out from under him, and that would be called nikra rasha. Rashi says that this applies by a case of hefker or matana. Hefker or matana, in contrast to a buying a house, let's say, or being hired for a job, let's say, are situations that aren't replaceable. To buy a house, there's a lot of market houses on the market. Each one's a little bit unique in some way, you know, either its location or its different features. But this is a house, this is a house, this is a house. There's plenty of houses in our neighborhood. But to get a job, okay, average jobs are hard to come by, but in Enoch and Ami, if something is really unique, really one of the kind, what Masihta Ramah says, that becomes the equivalent of a metzia. But something from Hefker, if I just now found something, a find, you can't say, well, there's another find somewhere else. Go find another find. There aren't finds necessarily. It's a one-time situation. Rashi holds that this isser of Anim Hapa B'charara applies not only when I can tell the other guy, go find another one, it doesn't matter. I'm here first. This is like, I already have a stake to claim on this, even though I haven't actually acquired a title of ownership. But it's already staking a claim has some kind of a, we recognize that on some level. And go for you to now take away from me is a Yerud the Chayich Avera. That's something that's wrong, that's called a Rasha. Tosis, maybe I'm not going to read it through right now inside, but Rabbeinu Tam Shita is in dispute with this. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Hazeli Rashi, as he does throughout Shas. And he says, no, that the Isser of Anim Habib Harara is only by something that I could tell you, listen, why take this thing that I'm looking for? Go take something else. A purchase item, even though it's the last one in the store, okay, so you have to do a little tircha, you go to another store, you get somewhere else over here. I'm here first, and there are other things available. You make the extra tircha and go somewhere else. And for you to now go take away the one thing I'm already here is like a meat of stone. It's a... You know, there's a it's improper, but in a case that I couldn't get something somewhere else, like a metzia, it's a one-time kind of opportunity, or something that doesn't have anything similar to that, or something that is what we call a metzia when you're shopping, like unusually good price, like wow, like unbelievable, like you can't find anything similar to that. That's the equivalent of a hefker or a metzia, or a matana. That you can't get somewhere else, then Bekabel Gadol. There's nothing wrong with that at all. It's not Nikra Rasha. And the Rush, which I brought down in the middle of the page, says that Kol Azaros Likdom Veliskos Ba is Mutter, and they bring from a Mishnah and Peah that it's Mavir, and so if a person grabs something, he didn't acquire it, and to taking the Peah, then the other Niyam are allowed to go push him off, and we'll push him off and say, no, give it to the other guys. When something is a hefker item that's hard to come by something similar to that, then there's nothing wrong with it whatsoever if you're going to take it. So this is Machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, whether the din of Anim Habach Harara, the Nikra Rasha, is only by a case of a Metzia, only by a case of a Mecher or Schirus, where you could get something else, even though this is a nice, attractive thing, but okay, you, with a little tirchah, you find another one. But by a Metzia, it'll be Mutter. Or in both cases, it'll be usher equally. The reason for this isser, according to Rashi, we saw, is because it's yarid l'umnus l'chayich haveray. I raise take the claim. Let's array. I have legitimate claim on this. I'm here first. And for you to take away from me is like take away my business. When I have a business, and you would wrongfully compete, and we're going to have to define what are the proper guidelines for opening and when you're allowed to compete, then you're taking away my customers. My customers don't belong to me. And if they bought something one time, they're not contractually required to come here again. They can go to another store, right? But without you coming over here and improperly competing, you could be sure they're going to be back over here. And then when you're going to now open that other store, then there a lot of them are going to go away from me. So you're taking away something that's not actually mine. But even so, because of whatever precedence I have over here, I have a first claim to this kind of business over here. And someone taking away from me would be your Lumnus Chaveri. That's Aishas Re'eo Timei. So Rashi says the same thing over here. When I make that first claim, that for staking out my interest in something, even though I haven't actually bought it or acquired it or being kainer from Hefker, even so, I have that claim on it. That goes into what the Ma'arit says. It's similar to Yoru Lumus Chaveri, which is Rashi's Lashon, Sheyoru L'Chaya Chaveri. Rabbeinu Tam, we have to have a different explanation. We can't use the Rabbeinu, the Ma'arit's explanation over here. He doesn't say it's Yoru Lumus Chaveri. It's, the Rabbeinu Tam's Lashon is, and it's called a Rasha. I already made an effort to get this thing, and why should Daka go over here and try to come after that particular one that I already put my efforts into it? Be a mensch, go somewhere else. Just like I made my efforts to find one thing, make no more efforts on your own and go find another thing. You're going to now come and jump on and follow whatever I'm doing and hop around from me, that's something that's wrong. It's similar, maybe, to be Nene Yigiyas Chaveri. The Mishnah says in Gittin at the end of the fifth parak that there's a whole list of things in the Mishnayos over there that the Chacham Asr as Tikkun Olam. One of them is Ani Menachem Rosh Hazayas. Maybe we'll learn that merge them separately, but just the concept of Ubar for right now. Ani Menachem Rosh Hazayas, the way that, I think we mentioned this one another time, I don't remember. That the way that you harvest olives is that you have to shake the olives out of the tree, and either you take long sticks and poles and poke, or you climb up into the tree in the branches and you shake the branches, and the olives that are ripe will fall off and fall to the ground. Then you put your blankets or baskets on the ground, and the falling olives will collect down below. And then you go home with your olive harvest. So if there's olive trees that are out there in the Hefker, just growing up and down the wilderness in the Eretz Yisrael area, you drive up and down many of the roads in Har Yehuda, it's full of olive trees, full of thousands and thousands of trees of olives. So though, and they're very old trees and very beautiful trees, make all olive wood, all kinds of stuff. So those olives, you shake out them, and then after you come down, you have to collect them. So if one guy is over there going and shaking those branches up there, climbing into the tree and working away, another guy comes over there with his own basket and starts catching all the raining down olives. And no one was quite shaking a branch and making them fall down. It's not a Maisa Kenyan. They're Hefker. I want to go and hop them. That's Gezel Medivrei Seifrim. The Rabbanon will consider that to be like Gezel, even though there wasn't a proper acquisition of Maisa Kinyan on it. But what's bringing that about is the Tircha of the first guy that's climbing up there or poking around, whatever he's doing to shake those olives out of the tree. And now you're going to go and like piggyback on my efforts and reap the benefits of my work. That's the Ani Menachem Barosh Hazayas. So similar to that, Rabbeinu Tam is saying over here that why should go Lama Maxer al Zosh Tarapo Chavero? I made my tircha to go look and to find locate a good thing for myself, right? You go make your effort somewhere else. Don't go and try to take advantage of what I'm doing over here. But Eino Chanami, if it's something that's a one of a kind of situation, can't tell me go somewhere else. Then since you're not being cutting over that, Lek Isser, though there's no Isser on that at all. Where is the Nekirusha, the answer to the Ma'aretz Kasha? I don't know, according to Rabbeinu Tam. But it's a separate principle of halacha. There's numerous Maimorim, Mishnayos, and Gemaras that they ask back and forth from Rabbeinu Rishonim, Tosfos, and the other Rishonim ask according to one Rishon or the other. But there isn't a conclusive raya on the subject, and therefore this remains a machlekes with really two different understandings of the yesod of the yisser. Towards the bottom of this sheet, we'll jump ahead down to the bottom, the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch first poses the case, so that's l'chuli alma, that is a consensus of both Rishonim. Shulchan Aruch, the next last paragraph on my printout, says, Hamachzer acher davar l'knoso l'sachrei, if a person already is making efforts to go to acquire, to buy, or to rent, or to be hired, or to hire, bein karka b'metaltalin, might be to rent desirable either home or office space or vehicle or whatever else a person might rent, or likewise to hire a special, I don't know, a crackerjack first grade teacher, and three different schools would like to have that same teacher come to them. Many applications. Uba acher v'konei, and someone else comes along and chaps it and gets it. Nikra Russia. Likewise, if someone in an employment situation, and if someone already is coming to hire him, then someone else shouldn't go and hire him out from under the first one that wants to hire him. Those cases would be according to everyone. But Yesh Omrim, then the Shulchan Aruch brings down two Yesh Omrims. Stam and then Yesh Omrim and Yesh Omrim. The first Yesh Omrim says, She impaled his coast behefker or the kalva matana meyacher. If he's getting something that you can't just buy another one or hire or rent another one somewhere else, but it's getting something that was found just to be hefker, or to get a matona that someone is giving out, which not necessarily you can't replace that anywhere else, then someone along comes along and gets there first, which isn't something you could easily replace. So that's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, brought down Shulchan Aruch first. I'm skipping right now the parentheses about, well, let's read it, why not? V'koneh karka al meitzeh chaverei, if someone buys a field that's negotiating to buy a field right next door to you, avish ein ba din debar metzra, even in cases where the neighbor doesn't really have a halachic right to preempt him, yachal ba'al meitzer l'kadmo l'knoso, but if you want to go to the ba'al bas and buy it out from under him, lo mikri rasha, because for him that's one of a kind. My adjoining property, which is going to allow me to expand instead of having a semi-detached, I'll be able to have a whole building, right? I can't say, well, have one half over here and have another half another block away. That'll never be the same as having two halves of the same building, or likewise a field, a bigger field that I could cultivate altogether. Lo mikri rasha, to have a kimetzia. Basically, I say b'shem Mordechai. V'cheinim k'nen dover echad b'chaber v'yachal agnosa b'zol. There's an unusually low price that's like a once-in-a-lifetime kind of situation. She'enim bos l'gnosu kapamachem acher. Here's for one, whatever reason, a person just having a fire sale or whatever kind of reason, they're just selling out, going out of business, and it's exceedingly cheap, and it's just what I, up the line of my stock that I do business with. Havik moment see of yachal l'gnosu kos man shalo yachal. As long as the other person hasn't actually acquired it, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the first opinion, then it's perfectly permissible and fine to do. Chuvas Mardach. That's the first opinion. But Yesha Mim Deloshna. The second opinion that Shulchan Aruch brings down is that it's no difference, and that'll be the Shita of Rashi, that whether it's something you could have somewhere else and something not, Shaduchim, by the way, are always a one of the kind. Right, I'm interested in, I don't know, Rachel Schwartzberg. There's no other Rachel Schwartzberg. There's plenty of other girls from Beis Yaakov, but Rachel Schwartzberg, she's really someone special. So that's what me or my son really are interested in. And I want to have this particular shidduch or this particular chassan. The Rebbe, the Shiva tells me his mom is the best in the yeshiva. That's what he said about it all, though. But he tells his mom, he's such an Isaac of Einlecha, outstanding. I can't get another one like that. That's so easy. The other ones are the best I can't afford anyway. But this is what this right now is a special, you know, what a situation that I can't replace. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's all fair game. According to Rashi, someone else is already handling with it. You stay out. If they turn it down and now he's a free agent, then it's it's open market. But as long as someone's already involved, you can't start, well, take a look at my resume, or take a look at this idea. Maybe you have five different shadchanim, call them up, each one with their independent idea that had their own on their own. So many people thought of the same idea, must be a great idea, even though someone, of course, is organizing it together. So shidduchim situations would be really tully in this makhla against Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Ramah Paskins Hagah, that's the Ramah speaking. This time I didn't spend the time to make the Ramah a different font, but anything after the word Hagah obviously is Ramah. Hagah, the Ramah says, Asfara Rishena Nir Iker. So Ramah Paskins like Rabbeinu Tam versus Rashi, and he says that by something that's a one of a kind situation, by a Hefker, by a Metziah, by a Matana, or likewise by something that's an unusual low price or location. Those are the case that he deals with, but likewise something that's just unique and special that you can't replace that, you can't duplicate that somewhere, anything similar to that somewhere else, then the Ramah is going to paskin that it's mutter. The Gersprayshah has a tshuva about Shidduchim, but then we'll talk about it more next week. One thing that he just does mention in that tshuva is that even though the Ramah paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, a Yari Shemayim should be machbor on himself and to be naive to even according to Rashi. So that ups the bar and tells us that we'd want to be Yari Shemayim, that we can't tell another person that it's usher, but for our own selves, the proper hanhaga is to go with the second shita of Rashi. The Ramban, by the way, agrees with Rashi, and other Rishonim do as well. And let's take a look at the Gemara. What is the Gemara talking about? What was the situation in the Gemara? Rabbi Abba wanted a piece of land. Rabbi Gittel came and chapted, and that was a case of Anim Abba Karara, but he didn't know about it, so that's why he didn't do anything wrong. It was, presumably, they bought it, because afterwards he says, well, if it's sell it, I'm not going to sell it, but I'll give it to him. But initially it wasn't a giveaway, and it wasn't a hefker, and it was a sale. So it's a sale on a piece of real estate. So that would be usur even according to Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi is the only one that says by the case of Ani Mahabib Bacharara, literally the example, the illustration that the Gemara gives when it talks about this concept, Ani Mahabib Bacharara, what's a Harara? Presumably a Harara is not something you're selling stale crusts, right? It's just discarded or giving it away. It's a matana or a hefker. So that's where Rashi is coming from when he touches the Gemara like that. So l'chayr the pasha is the Gemara of that statement of Ani Mahabib Bacharara, Ba'achar not the Nikra Rasha, would support saying that it's even by a darvashal hefker, unless you say that there's plenty of people that have scraps and leftovers and stale breads and things like that. So find another balabas, someone else having a Simcha, Shevet Brachos, a Bris, and you see, you get leftovers over here. I got the leftovers over here. You get the leftovers over there. So maybe that's how Rabbeinu Tam would learn this. This is something that's not so unique, right? You're the only person in the world that has table scraps and leftovers and stale breads. Everyone has like that. So you can find that somewhere else. So some that you can find somewhere else, even though it's a Hefker Inyan, that becomes the equivalent of a Mecher. Rabbeinu Tam's main point is not whether you're paying for it or not, is whether I could tell you, go somewhere else, you could get it. With little tircha, you could find that somewhere else, or whether you can't. Maybe table scraps you could find somewhere else also. I'm getting the leftovers from this simcha. You go to this simcha, there's plenty of simchas, Baruch Hashem, and you find the leftovers over there instead of over here. Go to that caterer, go to this caterer. You'll get yourself some handout somewhere else. So then the Gemara would be fine at Grand Rabbeinu Tam too.
Two people came at the same time. So now both of them can handle.
That's right.
Can now a third person come in because those two have the right, or it stays with those two?
Oh, you're asking a very good question, Rabershal. You're asking a very good question. That's going to get into this issue about what stage it has to be that someone else can't get involved. You know, let's say in the sale of a house. Many people come through the house, they want to show it, they have an open showing, the realtor brings you in. You walk through, or you look at this, you call back even two times, what about that, what about the other thing? That's not even a bite. That's not even a bite yet on the fishing line. When someone comes over and says, I want to sit down and talk to you, let's talk some business over here. And you start handling, negotiating price, that's already a nibble, right? That's already starting to talk about something. So the Ramah, let's finish up at towards the bottom of that same Shulchan Aruch paragraph. V'chol zeh, where the later part of the underline says, the Ramah brings in another factor from the Beis Yosef and the Mordechai also. V'chol zeh lo mairi ela b'shekfar pasku hadam m'shebeinehem. They already have a piece of dhamma, they already have a price made up between themselves. We've already agreed our own price. That's what it seems to say. And although we're going to have the closing in 45 days, but we've already made up what it's going to be. Right? Likewise, the Shidduch, we've already made up, okay, Mazel Tov, the Chazon Kala. We haven't got married yet. There's no Erisin. We haven't made a Troyim. By most of us, Litvisha, at least, we don't break any plates at the engagement party, at the L'chaim or the Vort. We drink L'chaim, dance a little bit, sing a bit, why not? But we give a Vort, we give our word, we're going to do it. But it's only a word, right? That's Pisuk Damim. It's already an agreement in principle, but it's not actually anything actually transpiring. But that's the point at which someone else can come along and say, you know what, I'll beat the price. You know, I want to buy it off for you for an extra little bit. If they haven't even agreed on a price, right, you want 200, and I don't want to spend more than 150, and we're stuck. Well, maybe 160, forget it. And you tell me, get lost. I say, well, and you, I say, when we walk away, when we're too far apart, then Shamaycha Rotsa Bekach Vakaina Rotsa Yosef Azol, Mutul Acher L'Kanozo. Someone else allowed to come in, because there's no agreement right now. Bein HaMeich Rabbechav, where you still regards whether it's Jewish or Goy. So here the Ramah says that this Ani Mahapach Rara, by the literal classic case, it's up to him. This thing is right now a piece of hefker. If I decide I like this, I'm going to take it. There's nothing else that needs to be done. So when it's in my hands, it's mamash biyada to do, although I haven't done it yet, I've said, okay, now I'm now taking it to be mine. I'm still right now thinking back and forth. So then it's Ani Mahapach Rara, it's usher to do. This has to be at that stage that I'm right up to the last point. We just now have to get ourselves together, and it gives us some time to be able to have an inspection and then financing and whatever the last thing you have to do. But we already have an agreement, at least in principle. If we don't have that, then we don't have a... there's no Isser. Now, in this kind of case that Roberta just mentioned, if two people are both right now still handling with the same balabas, so neither one has an agreement. So he says one price, and they start having a bidding war, or however they start, you know, jostling one against the other one. And two applicants for the same position, and they're getting all their calls of references to say why they're the greatest, you know, how these things work. But right now it's still undecided. When it's undecided, you don't have a piece of dumbim, there's no Yisrael on the Mahabar Karara. Right now it's still up for grabs. And just like it might be Reuven and Shimon, it could be Levi or Yehuda. Now, the Prisha, who's the Mechaber of the Sma, and it's brought down in the Pesach Tshuva on the page. The Prisha says that the way the Minig has developed in Klal Yisrael, he speaks with that kind of authority, that it doesn't really mean as strictly as the Ramah presents it. But even if we haven't really made up a final deal, but if we're close enough that if no one else interferes, we'll work it out. Right, you know, sometimes we're pretty close. So well, there's still some details to work out, or not exactly 100% all worked out the price or other such details. So then, if no one else interferes, we're going to wrap this up the deal. Someone else comes in, all of a sudden, it now becomes a major issue, and the whole thing unravels. So then he says, "Hey, now you know how to do that." He says that what the Ramah is saying is, if we're so far apart that one side or the other side just walks out of the deal. Or the negotiations, forget it. We're too far, it's not working. I'll go look for another house. And they walk out. Then someone else has to go there. But we're still handling, we're working it out, right? And now you can go, nowadays you could text him. He's not even, I'll pick up his phone, but you just text him and say, or send an email on his smartphone and say, I'll give you a better offer. I have another realtor calls and says, I have three guys ready to buy it right now, cash, right? So he sends over another note like that. And all of a sudden, the guy says, oh, well, I don't know if you're financing and contingencies and home inspection. You know, so then all of a sudden, he undoes the deal. if they were that close that no one's walking out, then they're working things out and they're serious negotiations. The preacher says that would also be considered the equivalent of peace of Dunham. But I still don't think you have that when you have two people right now that are open competing.
Is this on the seller and the buyer, or just the buyer?
No. Very important, Rukhayim. Very important. Ad Khan, we're only saying that someone else, another buyer, shouldn't come along and try to buy it out. But if the seller's not satisfied, he says, I'm not really happy with this. I'm still looking for a better offer. And I'm going to go find someone else until I've now given you my word and made up with you. Then it'll be l'chol apachos darumais, maybe more than that, mechus or mana. But until I've given you my word, I always have the meicher, always has the option to go look for a better deal. But when he's going to be satisfied and the kain is ready to buy it, then another guy to be buying him out from underneath of him, that's when Adi Mabakurara would be an avla.
So I want to buy your car.
Right.
And I really want to buy your car. And I ask you, how much are you willing to charge me? And next thing I know, you turned around and you sold it to Rabbi Sheffield Newberger. Now, I wanted to buy the car.
Okay.
It was your initiative to sell it to Rabbi Newberger.
Well, again, I reserve it until I give you a handshake or a word or a commitment to sell it to you, that would be different. But until then, when we're still handling, I could always say, you know what, I'm looking for a better deal than this. We're holding right now about this 100, 150, I want 200. I have a friend that would give me 200.
In my case, it's before the price. You haven't even told me the price.
Well, then we have the remark that says it doesn't apply. But even if we're handling with price and we're that close that an unimahapa would be, then another kaina can come interfere, right? But the kaina could still back out. Likewise, the maker could back out. The maker backs out by selling to someone else. The kainu backs out by going and buying something else. Until we commit ourselves to each other, we're not committed. But someone else shouldn't go interfere and get involved over here and break up which was going to be a shidduch, whether it be in marriage or whether it be in sale or whether it be in employment, all these kind of applications. Someone else running interference is nikkur rasha. That's what's low fare. That's the basic rules of the sugya. Those are some applications, and shidduch in particular, to follow next week.
Same time, same schedule, same
you got my email?